Author Derek Jensen has written a number of groundbreaking books, most of which are for sale out there, that connect the destruction of the environment to the culture of entitlement that condones the exploitation of human and non-human communities and silences its victims. Derek's books include A Language Older Than Words, A Culture of Make-Believe, Listening to the Land, Strangely Like War, The Global Assault on Forests, Welcome to the Machine, Science, Surveillance, and the Culture of Control, and his most recent book, his most recent book is Endgame, The Collapse of Civilization and Rebirth of Community, which should be available in about a year. Correct, Derek?
I just finished it last week.
Okay, how long before it's, available for print, though, for purchase? About a year?
Well, because we're making fun of Punisher a year.
Okay.
I mean, it's about taking down civilization, so I don't think Random House is going to jump on it.
Well, that's just their loss. And we are also privileged to be joined by Ward Churchill, Chair of the Department of Ethnic Studies at CU Boulder and one of the country's most important scholars chronicling the devastating impacts of the settler state on indigenous peoples in the United States and elsewhere. Ward's books include Marxism and Native Americans, Fantasies of the Master Race, Struggle for the Land, Agents of Repression, Since Predator Came, and A Little Matter of Genocide, Holocaust, and Denial in the Americas. Please join me in welcoming Derek and Ward. Derek and Ward have talked this over, and rather than begin with some prepared remarks, they actually just want to go to questions and answers. So we thought we would actually start there and do something a little unconventional. Imagine that. And anti-academic, you bet. So, questions. How many of you have questions?
Oh, man. I got a question. When did each of you begin writing? Gosh, talk about prolific.
By that, I...
Books. Is,
yeah, okay.
Second grade, right?
I was going to say, I don't know, I was 23, 24 before I could spell my name, but 83 was the first book.
I guess my first book was probably 94, and my first really good book was probably 97, so that would make me 36 then.
Age-wise, I guess I would have been about the same, so. And that, yes, it means I'm older than him, okay. What we thought we'd do was just stare at you intently until we have questions, okay? We could do this like John Cage presentation, you know, extend 4 minutes and 57 seconds of silence into eternity. But.
The hand over there.
Yeah, fire away.
Well, I'm kind of new to the whole area of political science, but as people who've been in this, what sorts of things would you suggest that people start to do to get involved and to make people aware or to help with this movement towards making people aware of the environment and indigenous people, I mean, the fight that they're going through right now? I mean, what can people like you do to get involved in this and to help, basically, or just to make other people aware of what's going on?
Can you kind of repeat some of the questions?
One of the
question was, what can people do? I mean, especially people who are new to all this, what can they do to ally themselves with indigenous struggles to stop the depredations of the dominant culture? Is that a fair? I got something to start off with, which is that one of the great things about everything being so fucked up is that no matter where you look, there's a lot of great work to be done. And so the questions that I always ask are, what do you love? And what do you love enough to fight for? And what are your gifts? What are you good at? What are the biggest, most pressing problems that you can help to solve using the gifts that are unique to you and all the universe? So, for example, I'm a good writer, and I'm a fast writer, and that's what I do. if I were good with explosives, I would do something else.
We can fix that.
It's books, man.
And if and so it's where your heart lies. And